Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Peter Greenberg is the travel expert who does a show here on weekends. We all go to him a lot with all of our travel questions, and some of you texted or emailed us some, and I thought I'd bounce them off of Peter for just a minute. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I am very good, sir.
Enjoyed your show this weekend, as always.
Thank you very much.
John, as you, what do you call it, still in the bunker? Is that where you're broadcasting from, the bunker?
I am still in the bunker, yes, but we're going to be out soon. I think we're going to be out soon.
John, can paid cruises be sold and transferred to others like on StubHub? What's the answer to that, Peter?
It should be, because if you don't, let's go before the pandemic. If you didn't take the cruise and you lost your deposit or you lost your money, they could easily refill the cabin. It's really a bad practice on the part of the cruise ships, and I think at this point they are now entertaining the idea of letting you transfer your cruise to someone else. After all, they're offering you vouchers now if you didn't take your cruise or the cruise was canceled because of the pandemic, so why wouldn't you be able to use it like a gift card? And you know what, I'll talk about that this coming week on the show, because what I'm hearing right now is they're at least beginning to entertain that thought.
Yeah, you couldn't in the past, but maybe they are going to change like so many other industries. John, could you ask Peter Greenberg why rental car prices have skyrocketed?
Yeah, that's an easy one. The rental car prices have skyrocketed because even before the pandemic, the rental car companies were doing what the airlines were doing. They were actually shrinking their fleets. Fewer cars available, then the law of supply and demand kicked in. The second reason why these rental car prices have skyrocketed is the only people renting cars between, let's say, February and now were the people who had to, not just the people who wanted to and were thinking about it. So they priced it accordingly, just like the airlines did. You know, the airlines, an airfare today is not inexpensive because the airlines are realizing that people who are flying have to fly. You want to see rental car prices or airline prices go down? Look for October, November, December now and book accordingly.
John, I bought plane tickets to go to Toronto in August to see the Cubs play the Blue Jays. That ain't going to happen. Any chance the airline's going to give me a refund? We've answered questions like this many ways, many times. What's the answer to that?
Well, here's the question I have to ask. Was it a U.S. airline or an airline flying from the U.S.? Meaning, if it was United Airlines, you have a good chance of getting a refund if the airline cancels the flight first. However, if it's a Canadian airline, even though they're under U.S. Department of Transportation rules, they've been playing games, especially Air Canada, and basically saying they're under Canadian law that says they can only issue you a voucher. This is now being litigated in the Canadian courts, so there's no resolution yet. But if it's a U.S. airline, American, United, Delta, whatever, and they cancel the flight first, you'll get a refund.
I'm going to guess, just pretend that I'm that person, that they're not canceling the flight because it wasn't a flight just to see the Cubs play the Blue Jays, so the game isn't being played, but other people are still going to and from Toronto. I'm going to guess that flight still flies, and you don't want to be on it, but that's your problem. You're not going to get a refund for that.
Right. It's a game of chicken with which you don't want to blink. You want to wait till the very last minute to see if the airline cancels first. If they don't, then you cancel and maybe get a voucher.
Yeah.
But right now, if you want that refund, you got to wait for them to make the first move.
Well, that was a point that you were making over the weekend, and I just suppose it bears reiteration that if you know you're not going to go to Toronto, or if you're afraid to go to wherever you're afraid to go to because you're afraid, and I understand that, there's no, you don't like that ticket hanging over you, but you might as well hang on to it to the very last minute and cancel, because either way, you're going to eat the ticket or pay the penalty, but maybe the airline or the resort or the cruise will cancel it, and then if they do it, you get the refund. So hold
on as long
as you can.
And John, there's one more thing. There's just one more thing about that, and that is a lot of our listeners and a lot of your listeners will get an email from the airline saying, your flight's not operating that day, but we've moved you to another flight at least 2 hours later. Guess what? That's a cancellation. You're still entitled to the refund.
What's the definition of a cancellation? Is it? I mean, that's kind of gray, isn't it?
Not in my book. If the airline, no, sir. If the airline says I'm on flight 404 and 404 doesn't operate, but they put me on 406 that leaves, 2 hours later, they've canceled 404. I get the refund.
So that's the operative digit there, right? It's not because sometimes they'll say, well, your flight's delayed an hour. It's still the same flight number.
As long as that flight number operates, then you have to play by their rules.
Okay, so it's the flight number that I need to pay attention to.
Right. If they cancel your flight number and put you on another flight, even if it's on the same day, they've canceled you. You get a chance to get that refund then.
John, I bought travel insurance for a trip. I bought travel insurance for a trip at the end of March. It did not specifically cover COVID, even though the travel ban had started. Well, okay. If it doesn't say COVID, does that matter much to you, Peter?
It sure does. And this is one of the biggest misleading aspects in the travel industry. It was before the pandemic. It is now. It's travel insurance. And I can't figure out the hieroglyphics of the policy language. Neither can you. That's why you want to buy it through a travel agent who can walk you through what the exclusions are. Pre-existing medical conditions, the word a force of God or act of God or force majeure or pandemic. A lot of people bought insurance to find out it was worthless.
You're going to be on Saturday again or Sunday this weekend? What's your schedule? Same as the usual this weekend?
Same bat channel, 3 to 6 on Saturday. Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll listen then. And I know Ro and Anna catch you as well, too. Thanks for your help on these were questions that came in last time. I'm glad you were able to clear them up. Thanks, Peter.
Anytime, John.
Peter Greenberg, heard frequently.